Chair, dear Chair, dear colleagues, in order to ensure in the Republic of Moldova the use and integration of official population forecasts in the process of developing public policies, there was necessary to regulate the process of its development by ensuring the official recognition of population forecast. The Center for Demographic Research is the only structure that developed evolution of population scenarios with the financial support of UNFPA. These analyses were occasionally carried out depending on the financial support of partners. Demographic forecasts is based on official data on the resident population and do not include the population of Transnistria, the territory not controlled by Moldovan authorities. In April of this year, the government decision was approved on regarding the development of a population projects. And starting from 2024, the Minister of Labor and Social Protection, through the Demographic Research Center, will ensure the development of the population projects at the national level annually and at the territorial level every 3 years. The population forecast will be disseminated to the central and local public administration and other interested institutions. Population projects was developed based on a methodology approved by order of the Minister of Labor and Social Protection, and the Ministry of Labor and Social Protection will publish annually until November 30 the population forecast on its official website and will disseminate it to the parliament, the president, and relevant central administration institutions. Demographic projects results show a continued decline in the country's population in the coming decades. First loss scenario shows that population will decrease from 2,423,000.3 in 2023 to 835,900 people in 2040, or by about 24% in projected period. According to the medium scenario, by 2040, the population decrease by 19.3%. More than half of the total population will be aged 50 and over. The median age will increase from 40.5 years in 2023 to 46.02 to 49.2 years in 2040, depending on this scenario. Based, including on this data, the Ministry of Labor and Social Protection will continue to make measures to assure demographic resilience. Thank you.